Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
My zip code is 67124.
Thank you. And what's your name, sir?
Daniel Cox.
Did find the account, Mr. Cox. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
302 South Howard.
Thank you. All right, thank you for that verification, sir. This is due to that tablet, Mr. Cox, that was ordered March the 7th, 2022, with a shipping fee of $7. Well, it wasn't a shipping fee, but it was a fee of $7.95. And that has you in that running to win that. And it is a membership fee for that service. And it was stated in the terms and conditions that you will be billed that membership fee. But that's what it is, that $56.95. It's a membership fee. Got that $7.95 got you in the running to win that iPad.
No. No, no, no. That whole situation, I ran through my bank a couple months ago because I ordered one thing and I got charged by five different companies for different things. And this was one of those things that I did not authorize. And so, no, I fought this already.
Very well understood.
I did not do that. And I'm going to, this has already caused me enough of a headache. I've had to change my bank account three times now because of this.
Yes,
and sir. I ordered one thing and I got that. Okay. Mm-hmm. But then they sold my information to and spread it out there. And all of a sudden I'm getting billed from all different places all over the United States. And just for this kind of bogus thing.
I understand that, sir. But I'm looking at the account, and you actually do qualify to get a 35% refund on that $56.95.
Well, that's not good enough. I didn't authorize it to begin with.
Yes, sir. Understood. So you're saying... And
I mean, yeah, you guys just hijacked my bank account.
Yes, I won't say that was done by us, but I can go speak with my supervisor and see if we can get it up to 50%. But I know that's the most that I'll be able to get it up to.
Yeah, well, I know for a fact that you don't have my current bank information, and so somehow you guys slipped in there. Because I've changed my cards three times now.
Yes, sir, and I promise you that is unfortunate.
But yeah, I mean, please... speak to your supervisor.
To get the account fully refunded, give me one second, please.
Yeah.
One second, sir. I'll be right back with you. All right, sir. She did go in and use her courtesy code for you today and got you fully refunded, Mr. Cox. So give me one second. I get that information to your email, and I'll verbally give you that cancellation code also.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. And I'll say thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Not a problem, sir. Actually, thank you. Give me one second. I get that down. I give you this cancellation code verbally, and I'll... post it in your email also.
Okay, please do.
Yes, sir.
Well, what email address do you have for me?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, sir.
I said, what email address do you have?
One second, I'll let you know. Okay. It is DANC62@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that is correct, yeah.
Okay, very well. You'll see. those charges were able to be voided, and I get that information to your email. I just shot it to your email.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Thank you, because you know, that account only had $30 in it, so it overdrew that account.
That's unfortunate, but I hopefully that I want you to know on this end, it would be nothing else to come through this account. So hopefully you won't have to change your card again, Mr. Daniel, just to let you know with this.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It's cleared up. Those charges were voided, and that cancellation code verified this account has been canceled, sir. And I can verbally give it to you.
Again.
Yes, sir. Not a
Please
problem.
Do. Yes.
All right. It's C. You ready for it?
I am, yeah.
All right. It's C, as in Charlie, 259-279-743.
Okay, thank you.
Very well. Thank you also, Mr. Daniel Cox. You have a good day, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.